Well, that was the 1985 Traverse Stakes, and Tim Wilkin, that's where it all began for you. I know you have covered the Traverse every year since, and it's been a magical ride. Really appreciate the visit, my friend.
Hey, Mike, thanks an awful lot for that. Yeah, I don't know where the years go. The good part is, though, I'm going to still cover racing for the paper.
Yeah, it's great to have you still involved. You're retiring from the Times Union, but you'll be able to stay involved with Thoroughbred Racing, which is great news.
Yeah, and I'm not going to give the answer, but I think I know your question, your trivia question's answer.
Yeah, you'll have to tweet to me. You'll have to respond on the Twitter and see.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's you know, I don't know where the 35 years have gone. I mean, it's just. God, it seems like yesterday I was going up and just trying to find my way to the Saratoga press box for the first time. And, like, you know, my first 7 years in the business, I was working for the Saratogian newspaper. So I've actually had 42 years of Saratoga coverage. And it just seems it's mind-boggling to think that it's gone that long. I mean, it doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel like it's been that long. But it has. So, and here we are.
Yeah, you know, the call we just heard, I think I said Chiefs Crown Travers. That was your first Travers in 85. That was Creme Fraiche winning the Belmont Stakes in 85. But that was the year that you started, Tim. And when you started in 85, did you ever imagine we'd be sitting here in 2020 and talking about you wrapping up this career at the Times Union all these years later?
No. Back then, I was just hoping in 85, I was hoping they'd keep me. I never had any illusions that I'd still be doing this long, but I guess I'm like a river. I just keep moving.
When you think back on these 35 years, and there was a piece that appeared, I think it was in the Albany Times Union. I saw it on Twitter that had you looking back on some of your top memories, not just with horse racing, but the other stories and people that you covered over the years. What are some of the things on the racing side that truly stand out to you?
Boy, I mean, I could probably talk to you on that until opening day at Saratoga. there's just so many. I mean, obviously, covering Saratoga has just not only been a pleasure, but it's been a treat to be able to go up there every morning, which is the best part of the day for me, to go up to in the mornings and, you know, watch workouts, talk to trainers. I mean, I remember when I started, I'd be out there listening to Woody Stevens sitting on his pony, telling every day that at the end of his conversations that he wanted to remind me he had won 5 Belmonts in a row. And it was always special talking to Woody. I mean, talking to Dwayne Lucas in his office. Dwayne would tell me that, you know, he would have his windows shut so no one could see in. But he said that he could see out, and he was always telling me that when he saw me, he would allow me to come in because he liked me. So, and that always, you know, resonated with me that, you know, I got the respect of someone like him. And just down the road from him on the Oklahoma Trading Terms, Nick Zito always had plenty of great conversations with St. Nick and, you know, and still do to this day. And, you know, the list just goes on and on and on with the trainers that I've talked to. And, you know, I've gotten a pretty good relationship now with Bob Baffert. You know, he'll pick up my calls and, you know, and he'll talk about everything ranging from, you know, his horses to his critics and also the people that, you know, with all the problems he's had with the positives. And he's been very frank with me about that. And, again, and the horses, too. I mean, who wouldn't love to be able to do what I do, being able to go out there and see these great animals perform in the mornings before they work in the afternoon? You know, Rachel Alexandra, she pops up as one of the most impressive ones. And Zenyatta during the Breeders' Cup, the one being able to see her and listening to John Sheriffs tell the great stories about Zenyatta. You know, I could name this year, Swiss Skydiver, who I got to get up close and personal with, and she's just an inquisitive, friendly, animal who was just a beast on the racetrack. So, you know, I just can't you know, tell you how grateful I am that I've been able to do all of that.
This thing with Tim Wilkin, who, as you heard me say, wraps up a 35-year career with the Albany Times Union. He'll still continue to cover racing, which is great news for all of his fans out there, and there are plenty of those. Tim, last year you were honored with the Walter Haight Award from the National Turf Writers and Broadcasters. That's a prestigious award that honors career excellence in writing on thoroughbred racing. What's the... There have been several pieces that you've written that will resonate with people, but how about for you? What's the one or two stories that you have written over the years that are going to be among your favorite stories?
Boy, that's a loaded question right there, Mike. I'm going to answer that. I wonder if I can answer that in a different way, maybe just chronicling different events. Obviously, the Triple Crown runs of Justify and especially American Pharoah, because Pharoah was the first one that did it since Affirm. That was those are magical moments for everyone that follows thoroughbred racing and everyone that covers thoroughbred racing, because I had been to a bunch of those Belmont Stakes with the Triple Crown on the line, and there was so much anticipation saying, is this year finally going to be the year? And it never was. You know, the likes of Funny Side and Chrome and Easy Goer beat Sunday Silence in the Belmont. I mean, there was just so many of those moments that, you know, that you would be, the people were waiting to explode at Belmont Park to welcome the next Triple Crown winner. When it finally did happen, I mean, the roar at Belmont Park when Pharoah was bounding down the stretch that day was something that I'd never heard sound like that. And it was that's an outdoor place. I mean, it was just a celebration of finally getting a Triple Crown winner. And I mean, the noise level at Saratoga when Rachel Alexandra beat the Boys of the Woodward in 2009, that was another moment that will forever remain in my mind, frozen in my mind, is special. You know, that you really could hear the rafters shaking when she won that race. And, you know, those are the things that you don't forget. And, I hope I have a bunch more memories like that to experience. But, you know, so far, I mean, there's just been so many of them. And, I mean, I remember doing stories leading up to Triple Crown runs and talking to people that failed. You know, and how they, what their emotions were like. I mean, I did that before, Justify's Triple Crown run. Belmont win. I think I did it before Pharoah's Triple Crown win. And I did that, you know, it seemed like every year. And another story, too, just recently is the exploits of Tis the Law, you know, who's up in our parts. It's, because of the local ownership with Saratoga Stable and Jack Knowlton, was a big story around here. And you know, covering Barkley Tag on a daily basis is, to me, a very, very much an enjoyable experience. And, you know, I hope he rebounds from the Breeders' Cup and runs big in the Pegasus.
You know, I referenced the piece that, and I believe it's in the Albany Times Union. Is it today, Tim, or was it yesterday? Talking about some of your top memories.
I think it's online now.
Okay.
I'm writing a final column that's supposed to appear tomorrow. I do year end stuff that's going to appear next week. So some people might think I'm lying when I say I'm leaving because my byline will be in the paper next week, but rest assured, after that you won't see me for a while until the horses, until the spring probably.
You know, I was excited to do this little interview with you, but one of the pieces that is included in that online feature about your top moments is a chat that you had with your longtime friend Mike Jarboe, who worked with you at the Albany Times Union. Mike is no longer with us. He passed away But when he retired in 2015, you sat down with him for a question and answer. That had to be, I can imagine, one of the more special things that you've done, looking back on the fact now that, that Mike's no longer with us.
It was. It was. Mike and I had a really good, special relationship. And we did this thing every summer in the paper. It was just a back and forth, you know, doing a bankroll beatdown every day. And it became pretty popular. I mean, I guess people either hated it or loved it. There was no in between. But Mike was a good character who had no problem laughing at himself. And, you know, he relished the idea of being able to be made fun of, which I did on a daily basis. And those Q&As that I did with him, it's something I would do on a regular basis. And I did a lot of them with horse racing people. I mean, I did one with Baffert, did one with Zito, Dwayne Lucas, Todd Pletcher, Chad Brown. I mean, just about everybody, jockeys too. And, you know, I thank these people for giving me their time. And, you know, covering racing, especially in the mornings, it's not like going to cover baseball or football where you go into a locker room and talk to the players after their games or after a practice. I mean, you're out there in the mornings, they're working. I mean, you have to work around their schedule, and that's one of the things I learned right away. You talk to them when they're ready to talk to you. Unless you're Joe Hirsch, you don't just barge up and say, "I'm ready to talk to you. Let's go." That was one of the things you had to learn, and it's you have to have a lot of patience to cover horse racing, and I think I've learned that pretty well.
Well, Timmy, there's going to be a lot of people in the Capital Region who are going to miss your articles, your columns, your insight into different things. But in horse racing, we're very blessed that you'll be able to continue covering it. I look forward to when we can travel again, getting back out and seeing you at the races. And, you know, looking forward to seeing more great stuff from Tim Wilkin coming up over the next years as we continue to watch you cover racing. But man, well, congratulations on an unbelievable career. 35 years with the Albany Times Union is certainly very special, and really appreciate the visit here this morning.
Hey, I appreciate you giving me the time to have this visit, Mike, and I've always enjoyed our time when our paths would cross, and especially when we would be on the airs on Traverse Day. I always have fun doing that, and hopefully that'll continue.
Yeah, your spot is already reserved. It wouldn't be Traverse Morning without Tim Wilkin.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, but I think it probably would be. But I appreciate the sentiment.
Timmy, listen, I appreciate it, buddy. Have a great holiday, and again, thanks for being here this morning.
Hey, Mike, thank you, and happy holiday to you and yours.